Now, if you're addicted to something, there comes a point where you hit the wall. Like an alcoholic will find herself in the bathroom drinking matey bubble bath. Pissing neat wicked in sink. And the point where I hit the wall were, I was sat in my mum's front room, right, and a dog walked in, right. No, look. There's a line we don't cross, my love. Right. A dog walked in, right past me, stopped in front of the fire, not like that, but like that. Right. Right past me, boulder's brass. Like that. And for a split second, I looked, I thought, you sassy little bitch. Oh. Thought, bit of a problem here. So I went to the doctors, I told him everything. He said, how many people have you ever slept with in your life? I said, how many? As quick as you could put them underneath me. Net! Shetland ponies, I'll do it, anything! Oh, terrible. So he said, right, I'd like you to go to the STD clinic. No, I might split you here, but has anyone in this room ever been to an STD clinic? Lying bastards! You must have been me old son. You've got genital warts written all over you. Well, I tell you, the one in Bolton, it's really, really embarrassing. Now, I went in, there's a girl there behind the counter, and she was reading a magazine, so I did the polite thing. I just, She said, throat clinic's down there. I said, no, love. It's not me throat, it's this little rapscallion here. So she sends me through to this room. Now, I thought it were going to be like Asda deli counter. You know when you get one of them tickets? 82 vaginal thrush! Oh. It's not like that. Big square room full of people sat all around the edges, noses pressed in magazines, dirt look up in case you recognise some fucker. The first series of Phoenix Nights had just been on, so I'm already a little bit paranoid. I get me magazine, I sit there and I just heard... Ding, dang, do! Oh, fucking hell, no, please. How far away is he? Bang, he sat down at the side of me. It was a lad I used to work with years ago. Now, he asked me the one question you never, ever, ever ask anyone in an STD clinic. You're ahead of me. What are you in here for? What are you in an STD clinic for? I thought, honesty's the best policy. I said, I'm waiting for my mate. Just as I say that, this nurse comes out. She goes, Patrick McGuinness. So I get up and I see her. And before you go in to see this doctor, they give you a form. And you fill it out. And it's, how many sexual partners have you ever had? Have you had sex with the same sex person? Have you ever fucked a budgie from Africa? They were all in there. So you fill this out and go into this room. Now, in this room, there were a doctor and this student nurse, right? She was numb as piss stones. Oh, she was stood in corner like that. Sit down. Doctor will be with you in a minute. Thanks. So I sit down. This doctor says we're going to do three tests. Blood test, urine test and a urethra test. Get them fucking lights up. Heard a bit of a intake of breath there. Those who have never been. Lying bastards. Take the lights down, take them down. Fucking watching you. Apart from me and Mr. X over there. A urethra test is when they take a piece of steel, nay, a fucking sparkler, which feels like it's been lit, and push it down your pipe. Now, they can put a man on the moon, but apparently there's no other way of doing this test. The women will be glad to know. I said, Doctor, can I have the human beings one? I don't want fucking red rums one. I was shocked. He's having it done at Vets! If I get rid of this bit for you, too graphic! He says, take everything off, waist down, get on the bed, I'll come back in a minute. She still stood there.
Take everything off, waist down. Get on bed, he'll be back in a minute.
Thanks again. So I get on this bed, right? Feet in stirrups. Fuck all on. Bollocks were hanging down. Ass were like a Japanese flag. Doctor walked back in, he said, wrong bed, Mr. McGuinness. This silly bitch, you just watched me get on this. Anyhow, I got on the man's bed in the end. And they did the test, and it was painful, but not as painful as I thought it'd be, because it were cold in the room, I had a little bit of shrinkage, you know. No. When I say shrinkage, I don't mean it were nearly touching me fucking spine. I don't mind that though, girls, because at the end of the day, men with big willies are crap lovers. Ooh, thank fuck you clap then. I could sense every other woman, you're talking shit, McGuinness. It's true that us lesser blessed men with 9 inches, we have to rely on these, touching, caressing. As for that, that'd have put that rabbit on the fucking doll. I tell you, if I had a massive, massive willy like that, I'd be so arrogant. I'd get ready on a night out, shirt on, aftershave, slappy chop chops, pair of shoes, fuck all else. Maybe a wheel on end of it.
Can I come in here tonight?
Are you over 21 inches? I'd have a piss, I won't shake it dry, I'd kick the fucker. Blackpool, and I mean really let down, like that knobhead going for a piss earlier on. As a kid, I were let down by a superhero, right? Now, Batman, I love Batman. He had the smart car, the fancy weapons, I loved all that. Superman, the Man of Steel, flying about, and more importantly, X-ray vision. I bet he did some wanking! Hey! Not normal wanking, super wanking. Not like us lads, half lock every door in house, take phone off hook and put sock on. Sock? What's he on about, sock? Dave, I've done your washing again. Oh, another odd sock, where did it keep going? For fuck's sake, McGuinness, shut up, man. You're giving away the trade secret, son! Fucking hell. Oh, dear me. This lad can do that in a second. What's that? A meteorite's going to hit the Earth in 30 seconds. Hang on. Hey! I'll be there in 29. He can crack one off all the way there, that lad. Hey! You know when you're out and about and you see statues and cars with what you think's bird poo on them? Don't shoot the messenger. Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. Swinging about with the webs, climbing up the walls. I loved all that. So we've got Batman, Superman, and Spider-Man. The one that let me down, fucking Elephant Man. Was that just me, that one? An hour and a half, me and my mates queued up, watch that bastard. Pissing down rain, but we didn't give two fucks. Because we were that excited. Elephant Man. What must his powers be? I bet he shoots lasers out of his trunk. No, he'll have big tusks. What come out of his face? Come on! We got him. One, it were in black and white. Two, he didn't even have a cape. And three, when he took that sack off his head, I had to see a psychiatrist for a month. No. Do you know when you're getting ready on a night out and your hair's not quite right? Spare a thought for this poor fucker here. No.